Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody drunk yet?
Amen.
Good. It's a good night to be drunk. Yes. God is good all the time. Turn to your neighbor and tell him this night's for you. So don't boo-hoo. Glory! Glorious. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Holy Ghost training for reigning. Amen. You know, this last week I've come across many people that have drifted. I've spoken to many people that have just, they're out there, man, claiming to be Christians. It grieves my spirit. And, you know, we've been talking about the dimensions and about the difference of realities and about the importance of touching the glory. And I was, this morning in prayer, Holy Spirit was giving me counsel, and I was like, you know, and he began to share with me about truth. And one of the things about truth, and, you know, so many times people avoid truth, even Christians. And that's what the Lord was telling me. He said, even my own children avoid truth. They only take what truth is beneficial to them, but the rest of the truth they ignore. And he said to me, this is a realm. And I said, this is a realm. He said, yes, it's called the realm of truth. He said, when we don't walk in this realm, we easily drift. And, you know, again, everything revolves around the tabernacle of God. Everything. And, again, we talk about the three chambers. You know, the final event, the final feast that will be fulfilled is called the Feast of Tabernacles. That will be the final feast. So everything is stirring up to it and the fulfilling of all the other feasts to fulfill the final feast of the Feast of Tabernacles. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 1, would you read it with me, please? Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Now, his commandments are not associated with the Ten Commandments. They're associated with every command that God gives is considered a commandment. Does everybody understand? The word of God is a commandment. Those are commands. When God speaks, it becomes a command. Amen? Let's go a little further. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not what? Burdensome. And whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And the Spirit what? Who bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Truth. The Spirit is what? Truth. Verse 7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is what? Truth. And these are one. And there are the three that bear witness on earth in the physical realm. The Spirit, who is what? Truth. The water and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in what? In himself. He who believes in the Son of God. He who does not believe God has made him a what? Liar. Because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of him. This is the testimony that God has given us a what? Eternal life. And this life is where? In his Son. Now, I want you to grab hold of us. It says, he who has the Son has life. In other words, he who is in the Son, he who is becoming like the Son, has life. Because that's his purpose for me and you, is to become like the Son. He who has the Son, he who is becoming like the Son, is life. He who does not have the Son, he who is not becoming like the Son, does not have life. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may what? Continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Jesus is the Christ. Again, that represents the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. The eternal presence, the power of God, the presence of God, and the truth of God is called the anointing. That's why he is the Christ. The Christ, this may sound strange sometimes to people, the Christ, because we just saw, who is the Christ? Jesus said, I've come to bring life and life abundantly. I've come to show the way. Who impregnated Mary? The Holy Spirit. So really, who is the Christ? He is the Spirit of truth. Does everybody get this? He is the Spirit of truth, called the Son of God. But he's the Spirit of truth who's been dressed, came through the womb and put on the Word as the body. And that's what it says right here. It says there are three witnesses in heaven and there are three witnesses in earth. And it is the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, who came, because God is spirit. Does everybody understand that? God is what? Spirit. Okay. So we see that the Christ, the eternal presence and power and truth of God Almighty, amen, is the anointing. He is the Christ. The Word says, love God and keep his truth. Love God and keep his truth. This is, in other words, when you are born of God, we overcome the influences of the world. That is a position. It's called a born of state of being. Born again state of being. It is a position in the spirit that you and I live in. It is called the truth realm. Again, there are many people who do not live in the truth realm. Is everybody okay? Remember the bearing witness of the Father in the Son, because the Spirit is truth and is a witness of the truth in heaven and a witness of the truth in the earth. Truth became manifested for me and you. That's why Jesus said, I've come in the fullness of truth. I've come in grace in the fullness of truth, which is God's plan. Go to verse 18 for a minute. Let's speak it together. We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Doesn't sin. Why? Because he is in a position where truth, which is light, life, amen, it's truth. And so there's a state of being. That born-again state of being is a position of the truth in God. Now watch this. What does he say? We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. In other words, sin doesn't have dominion. You don't allow it to have dominion on you. It doesn't mean you make a mistake. Sin represents the presence of evil. It doesn't mean you won't be influenced sometimes, but you're not going to sin. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. If you drop a hammer on your foot, you may say something you regretted. Sorry. Does everybody understand that? You may hurt yourself and go say something or think something, but immediately you are always pushing out sin. You don't play with it. Does everybody get it? That is a position where you are dwelling. Born again state of being is a position in the spirit. It is called the second chamber. In fact, Jesus said, I am the what? Way, truth, and life. But people have no under, they don't get it sometimes, because in this arena where you and I are supposed to live, from that arena, we touch the glory. Okay, let's go a little further. It says, verse 18, we know that whatever is born of God does not sin, right? But he who has been born of God keeps himself. Remember, born of God is a born-again state of being. It's a position where you are born of the Spirit. That means you must live and walk in the Spirit. And it says, and he who is born of God keeps himself, and the what? The wicked one does what? Does not touch him. Doesn't touch him. Can't touch him. Can't. Only if you're not staying in that position. Now we'll go a little further. Verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. We know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding. Everyone say understanding. See, when people don't have the understanding, they drift. that we may know him who is what? True, or truth. And we are what? In him. That means, who is what? Truth. That is a position. It is a place. In his what? Son, Jesus Christ. This is the what? True God and what? Eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from what? Idols, things that will cause you to what? Get out of position. Born again is a state of being in a position of truth of God, with understanding of the truth, allowing us to keep ourselves from evil influence on a continuous basis. John chapter 5, or John 15, I'm sorry. The Gospel of John. We call this the truth realm, or the realm of truth, however you want it. It is a position. It is a place. It is a realm. And again, I've talked to so many people, and it's just been reflecting. I'm going, and I'm hearing of so many things, and I'm like, Lord, what is the arena? Because you know what? These are born-again believers that are not walking in the realm of truth. They only allow certain truth to dictate, but then their emotions and everything else dictate. Their desires are influenced. They allow the world to dictate their decisions because they're still about themselves. They're still idols. They are the idol. Does everybody get it? See, that's why he says, keep yourselves from idols. Why? We're the worst idol. That's why Jesus gave us the formula, deny yourself. Why? Because if it's still about you, you can't have victory in every circumstance. You will not have victory in every battle. You will lose battles. Does everybody understand? Okay, chapter 15 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? I am the what? True. Does everybody see the word true? So true means truth. He is truth. I am the what? True vine. And my Father is the what? Vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he what? He prunes. You know, many people run when God begins to prune. It's called squeeze. Begins to clip and squeeze. It's like going to a hairdresser. That it may what? Bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. What does he say? Abide in me. Is he not truth? Is that a position? Yes. It is a realm. We've got to stop looking at, how do I abide? It's a place. It's a realm. Abide in me and I'll abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit without itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can what? Do nothing. Do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is what? Cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words, now his words are truth, aren't they? Abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Why? Because you're going to ask what he desires. You won't even ask what you desire. You'll ask what he desires. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my what? Disciples. Abide in him and his words, which he is the spirit of truth. Words are truth. Abide in the truth. It is a realm of truth, or the truth realm. Only those that live in this realm are considered disciples. Are you with me? Only those that live in this realm are considered disciples. That's what Jesus looks at. I want to go back one chapter 14. Remember, it is a realm. Chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He goes to he prepares a place for me and you. There is a place eternally, but there's a place for me and you right now in the Spirit. He prepared that place, didn't he? He had to burn through to prepare and clean out every one of those chambers and make a way. Each one of those chambers of the tabernacle is a place he prepared for me and you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas, of course, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father also. And from now on, you know him because you have what? Seen him. Does everybody get it? Because you have what? Seen him. Now, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, isn't he? Oh, glory. In this place, that way is salvation. It's the salvation realm. It's called the outer court. It's the salvation realm. It's the entrance. The truth is the truth realm. The life is called the glory realm. So there's the salvation realm, there's the truth realm, and there's the glory realm. We talked about that there's in this arena, there are three levels. I want to say three levels of maturity. The first realm is considered child. The second one is son and daughter. And the third one is what we call servant or soldier or warrior. Is everybody okay? So in this, this is a place where not only do you know the truth, you're going to write this down. Know the truth, love the truth, obey the truth, live the truth, serve the truth, declare the truth, and follow the truth. Seven attributes of the truth realm. So you're going to know, love, obey, live, serve, declare, and follow if you're living in that realm. 3 John. Hallelujah. Verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Is there anyone here that doesn't want to prosper? Thank God. 3 John. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in what? All things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So how are you going to prosper? You got to have truth. You got to love truth. You got to know the truth. Amen? You got to live the truth. You got to serve the truth. You got to declare the truth. And you got to follow the truth. You got to, the seven attributes are what makes it complete. He says, okay, I want you to prosper, but your soul's got to prosper. So you got to know all the truth. For I rejoice greatly when brethren come and testify of the what? The what? The truth that is what? In you, just as you what? Walk in the truth. In the what? Truth realm. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in that realm. In the truth realm. The realm of truth. Does everybody see this? Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. Prosper by living in the truth realm. So you walk and you live in the truth realm. I want to share with you what that is. It's called walking and living in the Spirit. That is called the realm of truth. Why? Because the Spirit is what? Truth. 2 Timothy 3. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the what? Last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of what? Godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins and led away with various lusts. They're always what? Learning. They're learning, but they're never able to access, they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're never able to maintain living in the truth realm or in the Spirit. Has everybody got it? Oh, they can pray in tongues. They can do all the gifts. But it has, remember, we talked about when you lose your zeal and fire, you can still maintain the gifts. The gifts are without reproach. We talked about how important it is to touch the glory. And you can't touch the glory without maintaining that position of the realm of truth. Is everybody okay? Form of godliness, never reaching the truth realm. They're bound by tradition and religion and doctrines of bondage. Has everybody got it? I want to go to verse 10. It says, continue to 8. Now Jannes and Jairus resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth? Men of what? Corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress what? No further. For the folly will be manifested to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine and manner of life, purpose, faith, long-sufferings, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch, and Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the what? The Lord did what? Delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You will be considered a nut. You crazy. People think you're weird, peculiar, because you don't follow the way they follow. You sense things different. You're very sensitive to dishonesty, to lying, to selfishness, to greed, to perversion. You're very sensitive to those things. Why? Because you're living in the spirit in the truth realm, because truth is always exposing deception. Does everybody get this? It's so important. And look at, when you begin to drift from that realm, you become compromising. You become prideful. Pride will always pull you right out of there. Pride cannot exist in that realm. And you can do all the gifts, but you ain't living in that realm. God will not allow pride to live in that realm, because it's called the realm of what? Truth. And pride is a promoter of deception. It's a protector of what? Self. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ, well, what? Suffer persecution, right? Okay. Verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from the childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Remember, the word says, work out your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Well, how are you going to work out your salvation with fear and trembling if you're not living in the realm of truth? You'll compromise. Oh, yes. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Why we're here. In verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out. So are they declaring truth? Yes. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Wow. They won't endure it. Why? Because they're not living really in the spirit. They're not living in the truth realm. But according to their own what? Their desires will begin to move them. Remember, desires are associated with self. Selfish desires. Selfish ambitions. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the what? Truth, and be turned aside to what? Fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Does everybody see this? In other words, the time is here. We are in that time right now. We are living in that time right now, where people are being easily swayed. Because they are becoming that idol. They are becoming prideful, demanding. This is what I want. Can't trust God fully. Does everybody understand? Can't rest, can't trust, and can't wait. Because they're not living in the Spirit. They're living out of their head of knowledge and not out of the Spirit. And it's different. When you're living in that realm, you trust God so much. You love Him so much. You're not trying to do anything. It's coming. You're just being sensitive so you don't miss it when it comes. Because you know He is a good daddy. He is the Father of truth. In other words, if you're living in the realm of truth, then you know His promises are true. You don't try to have to make things happen. You're waiting for them to happen because you know it's going to happen. Amen. You don't have to force. The only thing you got to force out is demonic forces.
Oh.
Listen, many are falling prey to the enemy of influence, and they're turning from the truth. They're slipping out of that realm and falling into the other realm, salvation, me, myself, and I. Many are afraid of truth, only use truth for their benefit, but not willing to live in the realm of truth. You know what happens? It's for some people, it's too much accountability and responsibility. Does everybody get that? They believe for a distance of time and obtain a certain freedom, but miss so much more. Because the enemy always puts limitations on us. Listen, if the enemy's stealing, killing, and destroying, you know he's got access. If you're still fighting for what you want, you know he's got access. If you stop seeking truth, loving truth, serving truth, declaring truth. And it's not out of the head, it's out of the spirit. It's different. Because behind everything you do, purity of God's love should be manifest. And man, you don't go around beating people up with the Bible. He might tear a page. You're going to beat somebody up, use a baseball bat. No. Use a Holy Ghost bazooka. But anyways, God, his love, his truth is light. It exposes. Amen? You don't need to force. Now, again, there's times when people are idiots and you need to share what you need to share. You got to call what it is, you know, to expose whatever and hope that they'll penetrate and that light or take a part of that light to penetrate. You know, God has always given us counsel, correction, and direction. Amen? Go to Romans 1. Oh, hallelujah. You know, you got to use wisdom and everything. If a thief comes in your house, you're not going to tell him, look, I'm going to pray for you. You hit him first and then you pray for him. Glory. Hold on a second before you stay. Let me pray for you. You don't have to shoot me right now. Let me pray for you first. Glory. Romans 1. Is everybody there? Verse 18. For the wrath of God is what? Revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who what? Suppress the truth in unrighteousness. You know how many people are afraid of tongues? They're afraid of it. They're afraid of the gifts of the Spirit. They're afraid of these things because they don't live in that realm. They're comfortable with salvation and they're missing so much God has, so much more. And again, even though that there are people that have tongues, some of them are still not living in that realm. But I'm just saying, you know, the spirit of fear interrupts always. But people are afraid of truth because tongues is associated with the truth. The gifts of the spirit are truth. They're afraid of them. They run. They try to justify these things. Again, because when you begin to absorb truth, it causes you to be more accountable, more responsible. But I'll tell you what, it puts you more in a godly position. It puts you in a more of a position of power and truth. Puts you in another place in that truth realm with more victory, more battles won, and a larger harvest. Verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became what? They became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the what? Truth of God for a what? A lie. How many of y'all know that's what the enemy is constantly trying to do? And worship the and serve the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. How many of y'all know that we are the creature? We're the one created. Amen. The wrath of God is against ungodliness and unrighteousness of individuals. Psalm 51. truth realm. Psalm 51. We're going to start at verse 5. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Beloved, I was brought forth in what? Iniquity. And in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the what? Inward parts. Not only desire truth in your inward parts, but he desires that you dwell in his inward parts of truth. And in the hidden part you will make me to what? Know wisdom. Purge me with hyssops, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a what? Clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your what? Holy Spirit from me. Why? Because he is the Spirit of truth. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you, because he's going to fulfill the seven attributes of living in the realm of truth. John 8. John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 31. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, who followed him, if you what? If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and know the truth, know him, abide in him, the spirit of truth realm. It is the realm of truth. It will produce two things, freedom and righteousness. It will produce what? Freedom and righteousness. Why? Because you must practice it. Practice it. A lot of people know the truth, but are still bound like crazy. 1 John chapter 1, truth realm. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, hallelujah. Remember, living in that realm will produce what? Freedom and righteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is what? Light. And in him there is no darkness at all. So there's no gray area. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk, see, you got to love truth to practice it. Amen. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Practicing the truth. That means you're taking the seven attributes in the truth realm and putting them to practice. Amen. You hunger for truth. Everything that you look at, you compare with truth. Every decision you make, you compare with truth. Everything you purchase, you compare with truth. You're always, no matter what you do, every decision is compared with truth. In John chapter 4. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? This is called truly living in the Spirit. People have all kinds of definitions of living in the Spirit. Yeah, I'm Spirit-filled. Really? What's that in your hand? Why are you doing this? Why you say this? Why do you think this? In fact, we have the t-shirts tonight that says, who told you that? And let me tell you something. When you're in that realm, you're always asking yourself, who told me that? Because you're constantly comparing everything with truth. But it's good to see it on somebody's shirt to remind you, you know. John chapter 4 and verse 23. Jesus said something powerful. He said, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in what? Spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Worship in spirit and truth. The Father seeks the Son. Remember, you're becoming the what? Son. So when you're worshiping him in spirit and truth, you're becoming the Son. The Father seeks the Son. Why does he seek this? So he's seeking those who are worshiping him in spirit and truth, because he's seeking the what? The Son, the character of his Son. Does everybody get that? Why? Because becoming more like him in the truth realm. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, I want you to grab hold of this, because it says the lawless one is coming with all kinds of power, signs, lying wonders, unrighteous deceptions. And he says, but wait a minute, there are those who are restraining. The ones that are restraining are only the ones that are living in the truth realm. Does everybody get it? Because the other ones don't have the power to restrain. Does everybody understand that? They're easily too influenced. They're still caught about themselves. You can't restrain if you're still the idol. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody all right? But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the what? Sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast in all the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Praise God. Restrain with the power of Christ. Only those living in the truth realm. Why? Because truth is light in life and exposes darkness, deception. And in that, we are the only ones in that that is really restraining, because we're constantly exposing it so it can't advance. Is everybody okay? And those not living in it are weak and begin to drift. Galatians chapter 3. So living in the Spirit, when we say about people being Spirit-filled, this is what it truly is about. You are living in the truth realm. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Let's speak it. O foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you, has deceived you, that you should not obey the what? Truth. Drift. Because whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of the faith? Are you so foolish? I mean, he's rebuking them, man. Are you so stupid? Having begun in the Spirit realm and the truth realm, are you now being made perfect because you've left the truth realm in the flesh, you little flesh creature? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? See, people have drifted from that realm. Again, it's an area where people begin, because they have the knowledge of the truth and they're using the knowledge of the truth, but they're beginning to live out of the knowledge instead of the Spirit. And it begins to compromise and justify. Oh, hallelujah. They begin to get entangled again in the affairs of the world and cares and so forth. In Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12. See people putting on winter coats and stuff. And shivering. Gloves are coming on. Ice skates. Praise God. Wouldn't want anybody to slip and fall. Revelation 12 and verse 7. Let's speak it. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who does what? Deceives the whole world, and he still does a very good job of it. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying what? Now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, in the what? The power of his Christ. I love it. The power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they did what? Because of the power of his Christ. Because they've been positioned now in a born-again state of being and living in the realm of truth. They overcame them by the what? Blood of their lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. I want you to understand something. When you come out of that realm, your testimony is nullified. Because usually there's something going on that's going to nullify your testimony. Because that testimony is associated with truth, pure power of truth. So you have to get back in that realm for that testimony to be activated again. Does everybody get it? And I want to close at Romans 8. The truth realm. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So if you walk according to the flesh in Christ Jesus, there's condemnation. That means you are not walking in the truth realm. But if you're walking in the truth realm, there is no condemnation. It's real simple. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, because you're in the truth realm. From the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteous requirement, everyone say righteous requirement. There is a requirement, isn't there? Yeah. Of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the what? Spirit. And what realm is that? Truth realm. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. Hello, can you be flesh? Yeah. If you're more important than what God is, and everything that according to his kingdom, then you're in the flesh. It's real simple. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the what? Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Wow, what a difference. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, your carnal mind does not want to be with God. Look at this. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So you need the mind of Christ. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So let me share with you. Not living in that realm, it's very difficult to please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. In the Spirit. And what realm is that? Truth realm. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. Why? Because in that realm produces what? Okay, no, that's a freedom and what else? Righteousness. Amen. Praise God, we're getting it. And verse 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Let me tell you something. When somebody says they're Spirit-filled again, this is going to be a totally different arena how you're going to look at things. Because if they say they're Spirit-filled, then they should be living in the truth realm. But if they're not living in the truth realm, then you'll see the fruits of not living in the truth realm. And you'll know they're really not. So it's not only to protect you, but you know that you can't receive everything that they're going to say because they're being influenced. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the Spirit, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons and daughters. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to what? Fear, which disqualifies everything, but you receive the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Wow. Let's finish at 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's a total different arena, walking in the Spirit. You'll never see that the way you used to. Yeah, I'm Spirit-filled. Really, what realm are you living in? Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask, Lord, according to what you've imparted in us, that you would grant us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to discern the seven attributes in the truth realm. Not that we judge for condemnation, because we judge by fruit. So that not only we can protect ourselves, but declare in protecting others. Because these are the days of evil. These are the days of deception. These are the days of delusion. These are the days where many are falling astray with itchy ears, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, religious spirits, false doctrines, other influences of carnality. So we're asking, Lord, that this impartation would be protected by the blood of Jesus, that it be burned in our spirit and in memory. And that Holy Spirit, you'll bring to it, bring it up when needed. And Lord, when we find ourselves adrift in any way whatsoever, that we would shake it off and get right back into the born-again state of being, in the realm of truth, being filled with your spirit, getting ready to touch the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.